I was going to say something about the washer being on, but now the washer's not on, so we don't have to.
Yeah, the washer's not on, the air isn't on, but we're in the basement, so right. we're not warm.
So
this is the first episode we're recording in my new house.
Right, right. Do you want to put a
let's call it our new house.
Well,
do we give this house a name? Ooh.
Ooh, no.
Welcome to the Overarching Podcast. This is David Lemon.
And Bradley Rolfe. It is Saturday, June 2nd.
Yeah. It is Saturday. I forgot. I thought it was like Sunday.
Yeah, this whole week. Well, the Memorial Day weekend, but also everything else.
Yeah, it's kind of been a whirlwind for the both of us in particular.
True. We are coming to you recorded from our new studio. Yeah, so if it sounds different...
Or better, or probably worse at this point.
Yeah, we haven't treated it at all.
No, we are really bare bones right now.
Yeah, but we needed to get some audio out there for the dedicated listeners.
But we also have stuff prepared.
We have things to talk about. We're going to say, like, hi, bye.
Yeah, it's not like we just decided, hey, let's roll. We actually have a bunch to talk about. There have been a lot of awesome things happening in St. Louis in the past 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. So where are we starting with? What's big?
Well, we bought a house.
You bought a house.
Okay. I bought a house,
and
Bradley's paying me rent.
Yeah, I am now David's tenant.
Oh, David's Cue tenant. Laugh track. And everybody
who knows that reference?
You can shut your mouth. That was too easy.
Ooh.
You took it, and it was too easy.
Yeah, well.
Okay, that's my job. I take the easy ones.
Right.
Wow.
How the turntables. Anyway.
Roll reversal. anyways. I wanted to start this episode kind of talking about just there are a couple things happening in the business development world of St. Louis. Like the Komen Group, based out of Clayton, is starting, for instance, the south entrance to the Cortex District. And there will be groundbreaking on, I think it's like a 90,000 square foot facility, 5 stories, 6 stories, something like that.
Yeah.
There's another like hotel behind it that's like 12 stories tall, something like that.
Gotcha. So the south entrance to the court, that's like kind of on the southeast side of that whole complex?
Yeah, kind of. So it's just about 2 blocks west of the IKEA. On Vandeventer, and it is in between Boyle and Sarah, I believe.
Gotcha.
So it bumps up pretty much right against Highway 40.
Yeah.
And that has been announced alongside that hotel, and another pretty large building will be constructed just to the west of.
And so obviously the hotel, what else is going to be a part of that?
Well, it's going to be office space. My apologies.
Yeah.
It will be office space, and it will be tech-centered.
Obviously, within the Cortex.
In the Cortex, pretty
and
much
hotel
everything
makes
is
sense
center.
Too, because you know you need and you're doing business nationally, bringing people in, having that campus really.
Oh yeah,
right
the
there.
The whole idea is to bring small to medium sized operations in for tech hubs and collaboration.
Yeah.
So all over the world, you're going to have people that are trying to look for venture capitalists, just like you know Silicon Valley, and just. There's going to be a great startup scene right there.
Yeah. So it's
right
cuz
it's happening.
It already is you have
it exists but I think, now it's booming.
Right, cuz there's you're going to have permanent office space. There's already like incubator co-working, you know, space you can rent to develop your stuff.
And just to the south of there as well, further to the east though. Just on the south side of 40, the Armory has been rehabbed, you know, in the creative space.
Right.
So that is, they're leasing it right now. They're leasing it, but I don't think it's completely, constructed yet. There's no one in it.
Yeah.
It is not being leased currently.
Yeah. But it's great to see that it's such well thought out design development. It's not like, oh, we're going to build an office building because we're going to collect rent on it. And that's cool. It's saying we're going to make everything in this zone suited to small business development, entrepreneurship, and make it so now they have all the tools to host those venture capitalists. They have, mm-hmm. you know, giving just, yeah, those tools and that everything you need to.
Yeah. And so these creative spaces aren't going to be, you know, a typical office setting. There are going to be like the rooms within are going to be a lot different. You're not going to have these large spaces full of cubicles or anything like that. And you're going to have lots and lots of like meeting rooms,
right.
Board rooms,
yeah.
Design rooms, not necessarily having lots of, you know, work stations. So like your typical workstation in an office setting that you would think of at a sales center, or you would think of at any type of, you know,
right.
Front office setting. You're going to see a lot of like, just communal work, and right. it's going to be the technology that is interwoven within these buildings in each specific room are going to be designated for like content creation.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have these very interactive walls, apparently, from what I've read up on. Uh-huh. You're going to have interactive walls that, you know, touchscreen walls.
Yeah.
That you're just going to like throw around that you see all, you know, in Iron Man.
Remember? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember the first the movie of Marvel that actually made sense, and everything since then yes. made zero sense? Yeah, good job, Marvel, on that one.
Yeah.
You made one awesome movie in Iron Man.
So good.
And everything since Iron Man has been a complete joke.
Well.
Personal opinion.
They're dollar bills don't lie.
Well, not for Tony Stark.
Yeah. But, so, and that, well, that's like, once again, it's you have all that, and the fact that the focus is having all these people doing these similar technological things in the same space. Obviously, you could say, oh, you know, you got a great startup town because, you know, cost of living is cheap and you got a talent field, whatever. But when you intentionally put them all in this single location, then those people are going to bounce off each other at the coffee shop, on the lunch break, in the halls, whatever.
Oh, yeah, and there's going to be coffee shops in there.
But that's how innovation happens. Sure, you know, one random genius with a genius idea can make something happen, but...
Also, one of the greatest restaurants in the area now, in Visea,
yeah.
is in the Cortex District.
Oh.
And just as these tech startups are happening, this gentleman, I can't remember the chef's name,
no.
But man, is he getting rave reviews internationally.
Wow.
And it's only been around for like a year.
That's awesome. It'd be interesting to know what his background is. Has he restaurateured previously?
I'm assuming so, but you know, what do I know?
Yep.
I'm just a man who looks things up on the internet.
There you go. So that's sweet. New Cortex development, more mm-hmm. and more stuff going on there.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
On top of that, so let me, I want to try to find who is leasing out this space.
Gotcha.
So let's see. It's the design. You can go look it up on nextstl.com,
yeah.
one of the best websites about St. Louis business development, if not the best.
Yeah.
It is Forum Studio is designing the space. So it's 10-foot ceilings on Whoa. Each level. I mean, it's going to be, you know, glass.
Right.
Entire glass windows.
Yeah.
Ceiling to floor on every level. There is going to be an existing structure internally.
Okay.
They're going to build around it.
Oh, nice.
So,
what is the structure? What's the...
So, it's column-free, 45-foot spans are designed to extend interior spaces. Now, these are not my words, by the way. This is Greg Johnson's words. The northern facade's white concrete with punched windows relates in material and form to the existing structures within the district. Street-level retail facing Sarah is expected to include sidewalk cafe, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth floor terraces on the northeastern and southwestern corners.
For the smokers.
And the project's first phase is part of a three-stage development. Let's see if I can zoom in on this image so I can get a better idea of me not lying to anybody. They are currently leasing this 90,000 square foot multi-tenant tech office. Then there will be it is not a hotel.
Yeah.
It is luxury apartments.
Oh.
Because everybody needs luxury apartments.
High-rise condos.
That's my smoker landlord. High-rise condos.
What does this neighborhood need? High-rise condos.
There it is. And then after that, there's going to be, you know, a future phase that's probably going to be around the 13 to 15 story range.
Okay.
Is what everybody's, you know, pointing to, essentially. So I'm excited, man. Yeah. Here's the thing. We don't see lots of office buildings being built in the city limits.
Right.
And that's great. And that's new development, which, you know, brings in construction jobs, which brings
And that's things like, you know, you look at this and you say, oh, whatever, like new construction, you think, well, it's offices, it's just boring. But when you, if you dig deep and think about what is the actual impact going on here, like you
said, the purpose of the office, it's for things that are progressive,
right,
which will last.
Right. And like you said, the construction jobs as well. But then once again, the more you just get people moving around in one space, that adds energy and vibrancy to a neighborhood.
Yep.
And that's, important thing. I think it's an important direction in just kind of breathing more new life
into
the city.
I love Midtown, man. Lots of good things happening in Midtown.
Oh, for sure. Sushi Rito.
Sushi Rito. Black Market Eats.
Yeah. Every time. Oh.
Every time my friend Kevin comes into town, we go to Black Market Eats. And here's the thing. Shout out to y'all. Please sponsor us. We want your food.
Yeah.
And this is a very shameless plug. Yeah. Holy cow. I want your food so bad. Please sponsor us.
Yeah. We'll talk about you all day, every day.
We already do.
Yeah. Whether you give us food or not.
But here's the thing. We're already doing this for free. We're doing it pro bono. We're talking you guys up. If you sponsor us and you talk us, and we'll talk you up even more. Man, here's what we should do.
Yeah.
Here's a great idea.
Okay.
We should just start talking about them every week.
And then maybe they'll give us.
And maybe somebody from Black Market Eats will listen to us and bring it up.
What's the incentive for them to give us free Sushi Ritos if we're continue talking about it? Like, well, they're going to keep talking about us. Why do we need to give them money?
Because we've. That's a good point.
So.
All I'm saying is I want free Sushi Ritos. And I would go out on many limbs to get them.
So, in case you didn't hear about it, because. It's not hockey season for us.
For anyone anymore.
Yeah.
Except for Vegas.
The former Kiel Center, former Savas Center, is now the former Scott Trade Center. It is now called Enterprise Center. Finally.
Finally, something in this region is called the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Because now we can go there and be like,
are we gonna do? There's going to there the gonna be Starship so many, Enterprise. So many Star Trek Blues crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
And Enterprise is going to gain no recognition for this. Only Star Trek is.
Yeah, but whatever. But there, I mean,
how much talk
about corporate citizenship.
Once, oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
And that, once again, like.
Thanks, Taylor family.
It's like, yeah, top corporate citizens in St. Louis doing Enterprise and Worldwide Tech.
Technology, yep.
Man, thanks.
Boeing doesn't do jack.
Do they?
But they're not really based out of here. They just have a big.
They just have a lot of, here. Yeah. But man, like. That kind of stuff almost makes you want to believe in free markets, but you shouldn't.
I mean, it's called Bush Stadium.
Because free markets kill grandmas, but...
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
What? What? Who said that?
I have to keep my grandma away from the free market?
Not your grandma, just grandmas in general.
But my grandma is a grandma in general.
At any rate.
I'm just saying, if anyone's going to harm Rosa Maria Piacenza, they got to come through me.
All right.
Which, it's not that hard. But you're going to still have to do that. You're going to still have to do that. I'll fight you.
Good. Good. Your grandma's wonderful.
Isn't she? We haven't shouted her out on the pod yet.
Oh, man.
It took 11 episodes for us to get to grandma.
Have we not talked about Rosemary?
If we have, it was a long time ago.
Wow. She's just, what a charming, charming woman.
She's 4'10", 4'11". And just like super Italian.
Yeah. And super smart.
Oh, my gosh. She's, like, freaking sharp as a tack.
Oh, yeah.
At 87.
Oh, yeah.
86. I can't count.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's 86 years old. From Chicago.
Yeah.
Big Cubs fan. Giant Cubs fan.
What?
No, it's not like a You've Got Mail scenario in which Tom Hanks plays. Oh, that's true. Like
It's not funny. It's not funny. I don't know why I laughed at it.
Because it was your own joke and you wanted to laugh at it just to make it seem like it was actually funny, but in reality it wasn't.
We need Meg Ryan. We need somebody. Yeah.
That's the whale I was
Bradley?
Looking for.
Yeah. Maybe
Grandma's the best. Maybe we should get Grandma on the pod.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, like, comment on our Facebook page if you want Grandma on the pod.
And what do you want Grandma to tell you about?
Maybe stories from the old country, or AKA Chicago.
Or maybe life advice. Do you have a question?
Oh gosh.
We can't give you good advice because we're
not grandmas.
Right.
In general.
Right. And this whole show is just going to turn into like
which makes them
a grandma St. Louis grandma's podcast.
Grandma Rosemary's advice column.
Can we?
Let's do it.
Everybody comment if you want grandma on the pod and we need a column. We could phone her in.
Hey.
We could phone grandma in every week. Every other week, depending what happens. And she could do a segment for 5 to 10 minutes.
Perfect.
On life advice with grandma or somebody at PHA.
Yeah, yes. Oh, we'll make a theme song and everything. Oh, segments.
Basta.
We're going to have segments, David. Oh, it's like we're a professional something.
That's a good joke. All right.
Yeah.
You got anything else to talk about the Enterprise Center?
Not on the Enterprise Center, no. Cool. Did you?
I mean, no. It's all right, there.
Sweet.
Also, good job.
Yeah.
Way to go, Taylor family.
Yes.
You did it.
Cool.
You secured more money for yourself in the future.
Well, you know, whatever.
And it's like a... What kind of a lease is it? I think it's a 13-year, 10 to 13-year naming rights.
Sweet.
I can't remember.
And all that, is that new construction on the entrance? That already happened? Is that happening?
It's currently happening.
Currently happening. Cool. We talked about that several pods ago.
I don't know if it's going to be as impactful as people think it is.
Gotcha.
It could. It's what's going to help the most is the fact that it's going to keep people coming in to St. Louis for shows at the Scott Trade, because that system, and I did a lot of live, I did lots of AV footage for Chaffetz, and I also did AV for now Enterprise, former Scott Trade, so I did a lot of work for Scott Trade there. Man,
they just needed the update.
Being a TD, being a technical director, and being just like a cameraman or anything in general, that sucks. Their systems were crap.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Oof.
And shout out to my boy Justin Hartman, who TDs Busch Stadium, technical director of Busch Stadium now.
Party.
Let's go. Listens to the pod.
Hey, nice.
He should come on sometime and tell us about the inner workings of Busch Stadium.
We should need to get guests on to make us sound more interesting.
Like Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Yep.
Grandma, listen to our podcast. If Grandma listens to our podcast, what if an 86-year-old really listens to podcasts?
I mean, that's a possibility.
Is that a normal thing? Do some 86-year-olds? If you're 86 I'm years sure. old and listen to this podcast.
Like us on Facebook.
You're probably Grandma.
Cool. Other things happening. Development things. An intersection.
Ooh.
Which is also another pun you'll see coming up of arts and development. Cranesbrook Arts Foundation just purchased... an option to create artist housing in Gravois Park.
I am amped for this project.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. There's like a whole bunch of just like, so, like some need to be like torn down and rebuilt.
Right?
Was it
30 something?
It's so 12 existing buildings and 13 vacant lots.
So 25. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of, we're going to develop, you know, housing, just stuff for artists to use, make it affordable. There's not a whole lot of specific details on the project yet.
It's just a rehab. Like, they are properties that do not have anything. They are vacant properties.
Right. But there's gonna be like a program, a support program around it too. And I imagine placing artists.
Space? Is it space? Who's going
homes.
To design this?
I don't know. Let me see if the I can't remember
if
the
you
article.
Can look it up real quick because. I remember hearing about this and reading up on it in the paper. It was 25 homes.
Yeah, space.
Space design?
Yeah.
Architecture and design?
Yep.
Good. So these are these guys are local. These guys do such good design work.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of their head engineer, head architectural engineer. But, man, his design work is fan-freaking-tastic because what essentially he does is he goes into – or she. I can't remember. I'm a horrible person.
Perfect. Welcome to the best research podcast in the state.
But he goes into these regions and essentially sees the historical architecture and cultural surroundings and designs that building around it.
That's really cool. Because one thing that's in the article is not all or not any of the space in this neighborhood, nothing's on like a national or local historical thing.
Oh, good.
So they're not limited by that.
They're not harming anything either.
Right. But with that, if he's coming with that mindset, that it'll probably, you know, interweave really nicely with the space. But on an intersection, there's a relatively new arts foundation deal called Intersect Arts, which it's in that same neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
Lutheran Church.
Intersect Arts?
Yeah. Lutheran Church is kind of behind it as well.
Oh, interesting.
But it's a multidisciplinary.
Shout out to our boy Martin.
Martin Luther. Martin.
I got 95 problems and Catholics are one. We're all 95.
Catholics are all of them. But I have not, they've been on my radar since they launched. I heard about them, but I haven't really checked them out yet. But apparently multidisciplinary, art, it's an art center. It's a physical space.
Wait, speaking of Martin Luther, wasn't the 500th year of the Reformation last year?
Something like that.
Holy cow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
500 years. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. So it's the perfect neighborhood for that. And I'm sure there'll be multiple Intersect and Kranzberg Arts Foundation partnerships.
Oh, man.
Through that Kranzbergs. Hole.
There's another family, the Taylor family and the Kranzbergs family.
Whew. Yep.
Wow, yeah. Man, they know what they're doing in terms of like real estate investment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say necessarily like, I mean, business investment. I wouldn't call it that. But I would say just investment back into the city. They do such a good job.
Oh,
and
yes.
Same with Jim over at Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of investing into the city or the state.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the state level now.
Okay.
We're in the city level, but I'm going to go to the state level.
Clicking it up.
If you haven't paid attention to life in the past week.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have noticed that Eric Greitens resigned from the office of mayor.
We have
of Missouri.
Mayor of Missouri, yes.
See what I did there?
Yes, I did. And
because
so our
we're a city podcast.
Uh-huh.
I don't give him the...
We have a new state mayor.
Yes, we have a new state mayor and his name is, I can't remember his name.
Parson. Not Parsons.
It's Parson. Mike.
Parson. Mike, probably Mike.
Is it Mike Parson?
It's something Parson.
Anyways, but what's the most important thing about what I wanted to bring up? So, Governor Greitens, former Governor Greitens. That makes me feel good. Former Governor Greitens, thank you, Jesus.
You met the man, right?
I did. I've actually shaken his hand many times.
Yeah.
And when I met him, he was part of the Mission Continues.
Right, yeah.
I think I've told this story on the pod. Maybe I haven't. Either way.
I know you've told it to me, but...
His whole idea when I met him was, I want to eventually take over the entire planet and be president of the United States because, you know, the president of the United States owns the planet. Isn't
right.
that right?
Oh, well, yeah, because America,
of Earth.
America is the greatest planet on Earth.
Yes, we are. Anyways, he was like, I want to make it to the top. And I'm like, for what? Why? He's just like, well, that's the ultimate goal, right? Nothing's past that. And I was like, okay, but there's the only reason is for personal, like, personal endeavors. So when he said that to me, I was just like, I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
That sounds like the definition of blind ambition.
Oh, it's Darth Vader-esque.
But even he
wanted all the power so he could save
the woman
he loved,
who was already dead. Anyway, you know.
But he wanted all of the power that was supposedly unlimited.
Yeah,
it's very Darth Vader. Speaking of that, I went and saw Solo last night. Go see it; it's fun.
Cool.
Governor Greitens, yesterday,
yeah.
before leaving office, signed 77 bills into law.
Were they just like hanging out on the desk and he was like, well, let me get around to these now?
Here's the thing. I bet some people were just like, sign this, sign this, sign this, sign this.
Because they're like, we got to get this business done.
We got it. They're of course, this happens a lot of the times when people are like resigning or impeached or
what have even you. I mean even before just leaving happens, even just leaving office on term limits, you know, people like they were like people like, you know, like, oh, we're going to roll out all the like commutations and, stuff.
The one weird thing that he did that I weirdly see as okay. He did sign a bill which includes moving the age to be charged as an adult from 17 to 18.
That's exciting. That's good.
Which,
that's a good.
Weirdly,
and it's not. It doesn't. You know, it's not mandatory minimums, but it's something.
Yeah, I mean, that's very, very progressive of Missouri to do that, even though it's only a year.
Yeah,
that is weirdly progressive. That is the most progressive thing Missouri has done.
Well,
but I will say this: somebody posted a list of all of the House bills that he signed into law.
Were they in session 12, currently or up till then?
House Bill 1250 all the way to Senate Bill 1007.
But that's my question is have they been in session this whole time?
Kind
or
of
in a
not.
Special?
They were special sessions, of course.
Yeah.
So essentially, what stands out to me is House Bill 1558.
Tell me about it.
Missourians. If you know anything about Governor Greitens and why he's deciding to resign, one, he is a complete farce and of a human being, first of all. Second of all, his whole, like, the sexual allegations against him. You've heard about them and the pictures involved and all these things. The House Bill 1558 creates the offense of non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images. I cannot make that up.
And he signed that into law.
He signed that into law.
That absolutely sounds like a, here, sign that. Here, sign this. Here's
yeah.
It's like that.
There's
that,
probably like what? One intern
yeah.
that wanted to make his name like super famous eventually. It was just like, here we go. He's going to sign it. Like he told all of his friends like on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
We should go look it up. Do some Twitter research.
Or the other thing being it comes across and like, you know, hey, you got to sign all these things. It's like, well, if I don't sign it, the story's going to be that I didn't sign this thing and it's going to make me look, I don't know, whatever.
I think he really just didn't read it and somebody pulled a prank.
Who knows? I mean, well, it's a good statute, I think, in general.
Here's the thing. So that is one option. There are only two options here.
Yeah.
Somebody put it in and he was just stupid and didn't read anything because that's what a lot of people do.
He's on his way out.
Yeah. The
on his way out to reboot his career.
Yeah,
because
sure he is.
Friggin'.
Yeah. The secondary option is that he signed it purposefully, with the intent to clean his image up.
Yeah,
which is just like, I know I did wrong. I am admitting to this. Here's this House bill which prevents anybody else from doing so. If they would do something exactly in my same scenario, they would be impeached as well. Like.
Or just criminally prosecuted
because
it's not an offense for.
Well, there would be grounds for impeachment, though.
Right.
That's what I mean.
But I'm saying it is a criminal offense for just any person.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anyone. Right. Period. So I think the secondary option is more likely, but I really want the first option to be true.
Yeah.
So that's our former governor.
Nice.
And Mr. Parson is our new.
He's a dude.
And he's another dude.
Yep. So.
So we'll see what happens.
Cool.
When's Missouri going to have a female governor?
I don't know. Whenever.
I'm ready for the female takeover.
Well, you know what's
just ready for it to happen.
You know who's,
about
you know
to
who's
happen.
Gonna,
let it happen.
You know who's going to run unless. Well, wait. So, U.S. senators are not term limited, correct?
You're talking about Pelosi?
No, Pelosi.
Well, she's a Missourian.
No, California, right? Nancy Pelosi?
Isn't she a Missourian?
Is she?
I'm pretty sure.
But doesn't she represent California? We're
I
really on top
know.
Of things. But my thought was McCaskill.
Maybe I'm just thinking of the city of Potosi.
That's
wow, I'm dumb.
McCaskill, maybe if there's enough of a general demographic.
Maybe
shift,
I'm thinking of Claire McCaskill.
Yeah, if there's enough of a demographic shift, but I don't know. She has that the Hillary haters think of her as another Hillary. So she has that whole vibe to her.
Missouri hates Hillary.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think she's and she probably I would I don't know how much her but I would imagine that she just likes to be a senator. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily see her as someone who wants to come back home and be a governor, but that's just the biggest female name I can think of in Missouri politics. So, but
or Lyda.
Yeah, if she,
I mean, she's the mayor of the city of St. Louis.
Yeah,
which is the largest city in Missouri.
Yeah, but I don't know. And what's the typical track for governor?
You don't typically go from senator to mayor.
Yeah,
mayor to senator.
I don't know, or to rep. I don't know. We're clearly. Call,
like, what do you mean? So you're saying like I'm go saying, from
I'm
governor?
Saying which, to your question of when's Missouri going to get a female governor?
Oh, my great. Question was I just got an update.
My question is
stupid
what is
rookie
the...
Austin Meadows hit a home run to tie the Cardinals in the ninth.
Well, that's exciting. My question was what is the typical career history prior to becoming governor?
Well, there's a lot of a lot of state reps.
Right. Well, that's senators. Parson was. Yeah, has that background. Of course, he's
the Attorney General. Is that what he is?
Lieutenant Governor.
It goes Attorney General.
What in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about the line. So there's Lieutenant Governor after the
Governor. Lieutenant Governor. I don't know.
Politics.
Right.
It goes Governor, Lieutenant Governor, politics.
So I know we talk a lot about the Maplewood, Richmond Heights area because that's where we're local to.
Now we're not.
We're still close.
We're still
by.
Right we're, next yeah. to Maplewood. We are technically kind of in Maplewood.
We like all the coffee shops in Maplewood. I was recently at Foundation Grounds, and I don't get their food a lot.
It's actually really good.
I had, one, their vegan molasses cookie.
Hold on. What?
You didn't know about this? Vegan,
first of all,
organic
you ate
molasses
something that
cookie?
Was vegan?
I'm
proud of you,
but it's good. It's
very far.
If someone just handed me this and said this is a molasses cookie, I would say okay, and I would eat it. And I'm like, that's a good molasses cookie. It also happens to be a vegan organic molasses cookie.
Neat.
I feel like that's like their flagship pastry. If you're in there, snag it. But I've had their pastry items before. Food wise, I ordered a sweet potato burrito.
I was gonna say your burritos. Their burritos
ooh.
Are woo.
Ooh ooh. Yeah. And
I love sweet potatoes.
Do
they do anything with cinnamon in their sweet potatoes?
I think there's a little bit. There's also there's some other sauce thing. I don't. It tasted good and I enjoyed it and it gave me sustenance and I wanted to give it a shout out.
Sustenance, good word.
Yep. So that's my food for the my thought for food. My thought of food.
Your food.
Speaking of food that is also vegetarian, vegan.
Whom?
Lulu's.
Oh, Lulu's, my boy Robbie.
Tell us about what's happening over there, David.
Robbie Tucker is one of the owners. He and his wife own Lulu's. Robbie was the individual.
That's over on Grand, right?
Yeah, it's on the corner, pretty much. And he taught me how to play drums.
That's exciting.
I grew up with him. And out in Old Fallon, Missouri, which is where he's from. I'm from Lake St. Louis / St. Charles. Yeah, he taught me how to play drums, and now he's the owner of Lulu's.
Sweet.
And he's apparently a really wonderful cook now. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Have you ever eaten there? Because I haven't.
Yeah.
I've heard great things.
I have. Weirdly, it was about 4 years ago when I got back to St. Louis from college. Tried it out.
What's their whole shtick?
I mean, it's vegetarian.
Vegetarian, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like vegetarian / vegan options that are specifically made just to be vegetarian and vegan options, if you know what I mean.
Right, right.
I mean, if I'm eating something that's vegetarian, I just want to eat a bunch of vegetables and fruits are well cooked.
You can do a good dish that just happens to not have any meat or not have any animal products in it.
Like, there are plenty of dishes on this earth that are made that way, and that's how they make it.
Right.
It's not like, hey, we're a vegetarian shop. We're here to be your... only veggie destination.
This is cauliflower dipped in Frank's Red Hot and soy butter, and we're gonna call it buffalo wings.
Yeah, exactly. Very good interpretation of a vegetarian. That was very smooth of you. Good job.
No, also, no, hey, man love.
If you're a vegetarian, no apologies.
Hey, live your life. More steak for
they
me.
More steak for me. More cows for me. Thank you. I love cows. They're on this. They bought the second floor. Okay. Lulu's bought the second floor, and they are going to turn it into. I think there's going to be like 23 more seats, 24 more seats.
Okay, so
like
more
that.
Dining.
There's going to be more areas for dining. On top of that, they are putting in two regulation sized ping pong tables.
Dang.
So you can eat good and feel good and play good.
Are they going to do, like, everything? I bet they're, are they going to do, like, tournaments and stuff?
First of all, there's only two tables. It's not like there's five.
Yeah. Is there a professional or an amateur?
Absolutely. Dude, there's a
In St. Louis, I'm saying? Is there a ping pong scene in St. Louis?
There is a big ping pong scene in St. Louis. It is very ping pong is a very popular Asian culture game.
Okay.
So it's more popular in, like, closer towards the Creve Coeur region and the, like, Olive Strip.
Yeah.
There's a club closer towards the Olive Strip.
Gotcha.
Man, ping pong was fun in college.
Dude.
I had this friend named Julian Fong.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he would school me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, in college at Truman.
Do you like those drop serves?
Oh, I hate drop serves. I'm really good at them, but I hate them.
You get that, like, top spin.
I do it against somebody, and it's fun. But if somebody does it against me, that's not fun.
You're just dead.
That's
gone.
That's not fun.
My favorite way to play ping pong is, and I wish there was a different name
with
for
beer?
It. No.
Oh.
I wish there was a different name for it because it's, you know, culturally, whatever. It was called Polish ping pong is the way I was taught it. Maybe there's a better name for it. But it's like a mix.
Polish ping pong.
It's like a mix of around the world.
That's a good alliteration.
Yeah. It's a mix of around the world and knockout in ping pong. So you can do it with a group of any size
people. Isn't around the world already knockout, pretty much? But it's you get the person behind you.
Some people will
or in front of you, I guess.
Yeah, but you're rotating around the table. This, what you have is a line of people. Put your paddles on either side of the table. And first person goes up, serve it across the net. Next person, it can bounce as many times on the table as you want. Doesn't really matter. It has to bounce once on the floor.
Oh.
And then you volley it back over, set your paddle down, and run to the back of the line. And then the next... So the line is feeding to either side of the table, back and forth. So you have the extra time of the once on the ground, and then it's a little bit of an equalizer. So, like, the actual, like, good ping pong players, they'll still probably be better, but it gives them... It takes them out of their comfort zone.
Do you think we should buy a ping pong table?
Maybe.
I really want a ping pong table.
We could probably find someone getting... Just keep your eye out on Craigslist.
It's too little low with ceilings. We should put it outside underneath the hang.
Maybe, but so this room would actually, if that closet weren't there, this room would be perfect for it. Because the other, game is you can, because it can bounce on any other surface as many times as it wants, as long as it crosses, then it bounces off the wall. So you're like, it's coming down here on the floor, hit it against the wall, bounces.
So it becomes squash.
Yeah. With ping pong. And then I think we would spell out ping or pong. You could either do it single elimination or you could spell it out, how many times you go, depending on where you're. But it's a great,
cool.
Unlimited number of people can play it. Yeah, it's good times.
Those are good times.
Yeah. We should also come up with a name with it that doesn't, use someone else's culture or nationality just because you shouldn't. But
you shouldn't?
I don't know. I feel like it's... If you're
I'm
questioning...
sorry, what do other people call baseball? Baseball is an American thing.
Yeah, but I don't... Here's the thing, David. I don't know the history of this game. If the history of this game is that...
And Korean culture calls it baseball.
Right.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We call it ping pong.
No, I'm not talking about ping pong. I'm talking about Polish ping pong.
Polish ping pong.
The variety... Because I'm guessing...
Oh, I am completely lost now.
I'm saying the name Polish ping pong is most likely offensive.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on.
That makes sense.
I don't think it's actually the way that ping pong is played in Poland. I think somebody said, "Well, I'll call it Polish ping pong because."
Weren't there like these big jokes in the 70s about Polacks?
Yeah, it was like the dumb
man
Polish person jokes.
Where have we?
We went to Dumb Blondes, and now we're at, I don't know, whatever.
We were at your mom jokes for a while. We took it from anybody. We took it from other nations and just brought it upon ourselves.
Man.
Upon the best people in the universe, moms.
Yeah. What's up with
that?
Like,
come on. We literally went from, like, really cool people to really cool people to really cool people to the best people, your mom.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with that?
Come on. If you're going to do anything, do, like, your dad jokes.
Yeah. Your mom's so great, she raised you to be a responsible adult.
Yeah, and it's just like, your dad, but your dad can usually take it. Whereas, also, your dad likes to make dad jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really philosophical.
This is a weird direction we've taken.
We've gone
back
deep.
To St. Louis.
St. Louis dads.
Back to St. Louis culture.
Hello, St. Louis
which
dads.
Which St. Louis dad is best St. Louis dad?
Mine.
No.
My dad's better than your dad. My dad can beat up your dad. Let's.
I don't know. You,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Could my dad beat up your dad?
I mean, my dad does have military training.
Accurate.
But he's also not the same physical fitness he was,
yes,
you know, 40 years ago.
And my dad's in pretty good shape now.
30 years ago.
My dad's getting, he's around 195, yeah. About 5'10", 11.
Yeah. I think my dad's, your dad's 5'10",
I think he's like 5'11".
I guess they're about the same height then. I don't
my
know
dad's 5'11", 190.
I don't know if my dad's 5'11", or 6'0". Not sure. Relatively evenly matched. It just depends on who has like the sturdier stance, really.
And it's true.
Is it a grappling fight or is it a swinging fight?
I will say, my
that's
dad.
That's the big difference.
My dad has a pretty good dance, some pretty good dance moves. He was just in a Footloose production.
Yeah.
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the most recent moves. Production you saw, David? Live theatrical.
Recent production I saw. Two nights ago.
Okay.
Your damn production.
Hey.
Oh, wait. There's the pop that we wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. But your production.
It's not my production. It's a production.
No,
I'm
you
in.
Produced it.
I did not.
You're the one that produced the thing.
I did not. I produced the comp ticket for you to see it.
It's called Why Is for Yeast.
it's Dr. Called, Seuss.
Yeah. It's Yeast Nation.
This.
Yeast Nation. I'm pretty sure Bradley's talked
about this
before.
Brought to you. Yeah.
The letter Y. And the question, why? No. It's brought to you by the letter and the question, why?
And it really is.
That is a really good point. You guys should advertise Yeast Nation about the letter and the question, why? So, oh wait, I just got an update from the Cardinals game.
Who lost?
Oh, Colton Wong hits a solo home run, bottom of the ninth.
Whoa.
Walks it off.
Life.
We have hit five now, I think.
Walk-offs?
We have hit five walk-off home runs this season, and it's June 2nd.
That's great.
We've hit five walk-off home runs. How much you want to bet? Colton Wong did the thing. I'm going to look it up later. Just got the notification just now. How much you want to bet? He took off his helmet, flung it as he's about to come home, does the little step where he hops on the right foot, hops on the left foot, hops on the right foot. Somebody brings the water, you know, over to him and, like, splashes him with it, and he tries to avoid it. That's what's going to happen.
All right.
To a T. We'll look it up later.
We'll check it out.
Anywho's a what's it. 3-2 they won. So our offense, once again, sucks butt.
Yeah.
Oh, some sports related.
Yeah.
That actually is St. Louis tied.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily have to do with, like, you know, just the Cardinals or the Blues or anything like that. There's a kid named Josh Sargent.
Okay.
We've talked about him before. He's from the STLFC production line, if you want to call it that. He's been in the development class with Scott Gallagher, came up through the ranks, then went to go play other places, got signed the past year by Werder Bremen, which is
a Deutsche Bundesliga,
a club, which is German, for those of you who don't know, German football club. I wouldn't be surprised if he started the season for Werder Bremen. He is 18 years old, folks. Okay. More recently, in the past week, the U.S. soccer club, which did not make the 2018 World Cup that David Lemon's still bitter about, played, I believe, Bolivia?
Okay.
I can't remember. I think it was Bolivia. And we beat them 3-0 or 3-1. It was 3 goals to something else that was less than the number 2.
That we needed for the points.
Well, it was a friendly, so it didn't matter. Okay. It didn't matter. It was more of like just like tune up, let's play.
Yep.
We started 5 or 6 players under the age of 20, which is exactly what we need to be doing in the first place. Right. Josh Sargent was one of them.
Nice.
He's been starting a lot. This is the national team.
See, he's on
the This is the national team with Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, you know, Tim Howard, all these guys, Tim Ream, John Brooks, all these big name guys.
All these other 40-year-olds. Been playing
for a while. They're not 40, like 35, 32.
Well,
whatever.
In 4 more years.
35 plus 4 is what, Bradley?
Not quite 40.
Right. Bingo.
Hey, well, does
anyways,
does our...
Josh Sargent.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to continue real Please. Quick. Josh Sargent. We're playing against
Hometown
Bolivia.
Boy.
Hometown boy. It's 1-0. We're up 1-0. I think it's the second half. Ball goes back to the keeper of the Bolivia squad. The keeper puts the ball, like chips it, over Sargent because Sargent is pressing the goalkeeper. The ball was passed back, and you can't use your hands if you're a goalie if the ball is passed back to you from your teammate.
Gotcha.
So the goalie chips it over Sargent's head to his teammate. Sargent, being real quick, takes the ball with his foot, jumps in the air to settle it with his foot, pop it back over his own shoulder, go the other direction, and score a goal.
Whoa.
And you have to look up the replay.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Nice.
He scored. It was his debut.
Oh, my gosh.
It was his first game playing for the United States men's national team, the highest level. His debut scores a goal. Then another 18-year-old, Tim Weah, which is the son of President Weah of, Lebanon, I believe.
Okay.
Former soccer player.
Yeah.
And puts in a filthy goal himself. So we won like 3-0 or 3-1. Anyways, St. Louis boy is making waves on the national team, just like Tim Ream.
Liberia? Yeah.
Okay, I initially was about to say Liberia, and then I said Lebanon for some reason. And Tim Ream is also a St. Louis boy, plays for Fulham, and just brought that team back from the Championship League to the Premier League.
Hey.
And they got promoted instead.
So you feel like 2022 is going to be a good World Cup year
Qatar?
For USMT?
Oh, dude, Qatar is going to be ours. But here's the thing. We also said 2018 was going to be ours.
Yeah.
But I really do have faith in Qatar 2022.
Nice. Where is it this year?
Russia.
Go check out the heard, kits. Yeah. So also, I was thinking, because of the whole, like you said, we're not making the thing. Has there ever been a team or a country who was hosting who wasn't in it?
No, host country always is in it.
Oh, okay. Regardless
host
of whether
host country gets an automatic bid.
Oh, okay.
And Russia's a good squad too. They have a pretty good squad.
Gotcha. Well, because I was thinking, like, if U.S. was doing... Because there was a... Aren't they talking... There's a bid
2026.
Going on, like, a North American...
Yeah, so Canada, United States of America,
and Mexico joint bid.
Yes.
Gotcha. So in that case, would all three of those automatically be in?
That is a really good question, and they're trying to figure it out right now.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to.
Bringing it back local. St. Louis.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis.
What about it?
I like it. I'm into it.
You're into St. Louis?
I'm literally, well, I'm adjacent to it, I guess. I'm in the county. I'm adjacent to the city.
I guess we are
at this moment
to the city.
I don't think I had anything else to talk about because I didn't. This whole week for me has just been, you know, tech. So
that's true. Go see Bradley's show.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. This Yeast Nation, this musical, is freaking hilarious. It's about the dawn of time, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you're better able to explain it.
Yeah, but it's also can't really explain this
exactly.
show.
So my, I'll let you go see it so you can experience for yourself. So my review of the show is, it is literally existentialism.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That is what it is.
Yeah.
So go see it. It's at the Marcel. The New Line Theater, bringing it back around, back to Midtown.
Yep, Grand Center.
back to Midtown Grand Center. and have yourself a good time.
Yeah, runs Thursday through Saturday evenings through the 23rd of June.
Okay. Yep. So go see it. Go support Bradley. Go support local theater.
Other theater stuff, I think we talk about it often enough, but Grand Center Theater Crawl is coming up. I think registration I believe it's open for. It's free, but you do have to register in advance. It's especially if you ever said, hey, I want to see more theater in St. Louis, or I want to understand like what the different small companies are. Grand Center Theater Crawl is the thing, because one, it's free. You got a Friday evening and a Saturday afternoon, I believe. I haven't double-checked, but that's how it was last year.
Mm.
And you get a little sample. You go, like, over 3 hours. You can see, you know, six different short productions by six different companies each day. It's a really cool thing, and it's free because St. Louis.
Yeah, because St. Louis.
Yep.
The best part about St. Louis, all the free stuff.
Yeah.
Homeownership, not free.
Not free.
And that's where we're going to wrap.
Cool.
Like this podcast.
Yep.
It's free.
Hey.
You guys don't have to pay anything for it.
Hooray.
Unless you're Black Market Eats. Pay us.
Also, we don't have to pay to upload and host all the stuff, because there's a thing called archive.org, which is like you can just literally host any file for free on the internet.
Archive.org.
Because it's a nonprofit focused on, because it wants to do that.
What a beast.
Yeah. And then there's other just like random tools like
the. You know what I love? Cloud storage. Way to go, storage space.
The wonders of technology.
G, G.